Welcome to Knowles Abroad, a podcast by Florida State University International Programs. I'm Hannah.
And I'm Zoe. And we're your hosts. On this podcast, we'll talk about study abroad from the perspective of the students, faculty, staff, and alumni who make it an experience worth sharing. We'll also bring you travel tips and fun facts from around the globe.
On today's episode, we talk with Connor Perez, a class of 2020 graduate who studied abroad in the Republic of Panama. They talk about their experience being queer in a Latinx community, the role they played in creating FSU Panama's Pride organization, and what they've been up to since graduating. Let's go to our conversation with Connor now. Hey, Connor, how are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing so well. Really excited to see you. Really excited to talk to you today. Can you introduce yourself to our listeners?
So my name is Connor Perez. I recently graduated from FSU last year, and I double majored in interdisciplinary social sciences and international affairs, and I sort of minored in hospitality, and I also studied abroad in the Republic of Panama during my time at FSU.
Awesome. So can you tell us why you chose to study abroad while you were at FSU and why you chose Panama?
Right. So I studied abroad in high school previously. I went abroad to Switzerland during my summer of junior year, I believe. And that was a really formative experience for me. So when I got to college and saw that FSU had a study abroad program, I saw that I could do it again, and also for relatively cheap comparative. So I really wanted to do it. And I chose Panama because previously I already studied abroad in Europe, and the other options were in Europe with FSU. So that, coupled with the fact that my family, they come from Venezuela. And if you didn't know, Panama and Venezuela used to be part of the same country called Gran Colombia. So I wanted to get a more hands-on experience with a part of history from my culture.
That's so many great reasons to choose to study abroad, and also that you had a personal connection to the location. We hear that a lot from students that they have a personal connection, which is really a big reason why they choose to study where they do. So shifting a little bit, talking a little bit more about your involvement while you were at FSU and in Panama, can you tell us about your involvement with FSU's Pride Student Union and your role and experience in setting up FSU Panama's Pride Student Union?
Right. So ever since the first day I stepped onto FSU's campus, I was involved with the Pride Student Union, even especially in leadership. I think it was the second week I was at FSU, I was put in charge of an identity night because I had made friends with a couple people on the board and they urged me to do this. And I was like, okay. And the second year I was at FSU was my first year on the executive board. So I was external affairs coordinator for the Pride Student Union. And the first summer that I was also the summer that I was abroad in Panama. And so that was my first time being in such a leadership role, because the leadership of the student unions at FSU are quite different from the other organizations because they're so involved in student government and administration. So it takes them a little bit of a different role. And since that was my first summer doing it, I was reading over the documents that started the Pride Student Union, and I had access to them. So while I was reading those and Panama, I was talking to some professors and some students, and there wasn't a Pride Union or any organization like that on campus in Panama. And since I had those documents, a professor asked me if I could help set up the infrastructure for a Pride Union there. So essentially, I just kind of copied the documents and sort of altered them a little bit and gave them to the Panama administration so that the organization could set themselves up.
Wow, that's so cool. I think that that's really neat that you were involved in the setting up the infrastructure for the Pride Student Union in Panama. So we want to know a little bit more about why starting FSU Panama Pride Organization was important to you and why you think it's important to the queer community at FSU Panama.
Right. So I think it's really important because of Latin culture, really. So growing up in an immigrant household and being queer myself, it was difficult in some ways, definitely different ways than people who live their whole lives in Latin America. It's different situations, so everyone's going to experience it differently. But it was sort of like a don't ask, don't tell situation with my family, where they wouldn't ask about it and I wouldn't tell them about it. and we would all ignore it. And that only extended as far as between the identities of straight and gay. There was no acceptance of identities further beyond that, per se. Like, asexual wasn't a thing, genderqueer wasn't a thing, things like that. So I think it's really important to establish that kind of community, really anywhere in the world, because these kinds of situations are common everywhere. But particularly with Latin America, there's a phenomenon called machismo, which is sort of the over and hyper masculinization of culture, and really putting emphasis on masculine qualities, and queerness as an identity doesn't really align with that. And so it's really important to have a community in a place where that's present. So yeah, it was really important to me to provide that and sort of bring that there, not only for myself, but for also other students that are going to study abroad in the future, and for the students that are just studying there in general, which is one important to me, of course, but also for the students there. Because when I set up the infrastructure and had the and they were doing their first lunch and learns, the students were very excited to teach others about their identity and build that community. And I'm still going to this day, so I think it went very well.
Can you tell us a little bit more about those lunch and learns or any other like events or things that the Pride Student Union has done since you left Panama?
Yeah, so they do things differently than the main campus Pride Union, since they're not like a student government organization. But typically, from what I see, they still do the lunch and learns. So they'll take time. And if nobody does know, the lunch and learns at the Panama campus, they provide lunch, and there's a speaker of some kind speaking about a certain topic. And the Pride Union will be in charge of some of those. And what they'll do is they'll talk about various identities, various struggles and movements in Panama, abroad, elsewhere. All while everyone else is eating pizza. So I did one of them where I was talking about what the letters in LGBTQ stood for, and a little bit of the history of the movement in the US, because that's what I knew. And it drew a pretty good crowd, but they don't just do the lunch and learns. They also do community building events, which is very important. So I know that they have a bi-weekly movie night for the organization. So they get together and they watch queer movies, and they have like a pizza dinner or something like that. Or they go bowling at the bowling alley, which is very fun.
Also great activities. It's so cool to hear about the different things that organization has been able to continue to do and continue to build on since you helped kind of get that infrastructure started. I know also kind of from an administrative perspective, the International Programs Office here in Tallahassee has sent staff members to Panama to conduct like the Green Dot and the Allies in Safe Zones training. So it's awesome to hear that the Panama campus is receptive to these things and that the community there is getting support and that the people who could be allies are also gaining that education and that exposure. So it's great to hear that there are people from all over that are interested in creating this community and supporting this community. And it's awesome that you were part of that and that we get to talk to you now and that you were an IP student and to see how you were able to get involved and the impact that you were able to have during your semester of study abroad is just awesome. So thank you for sharing all of that.
Yeah. And I just wanted to touch on it was important for me to set up the infrastructure because the organization could have got started the summer I was there. But I didn't want to lead it per se. And I wanted there to be elections, and I wanted to avoid some of the pitfalls with quote unquote white saviorism. So I just wanted to set up the outline, the infrastructure, and have the students who were going to stay there for more than one summer semester be the leading faces and voices behind it. So I never took a leadership role. I just set up everything, made sure everything was right with the administration, and handed it over to the professor and his students.
That's such an important note, like thinking about how actual positive, sustainable change is created and it comes from the community and the people that are there to lead it. So that's awesome that you were aware of that and that you were still able to offer the support that you could offer, but recognizing that ultimately you weren't the one to continue with the organization and that now it's continuing to run. And that is just like a testament of that positive, sustainable change, that it was able to be continued and sustained because the people who are there and active are the ones that are running it. So that's awesome, Connor.
Right.
All right. We're going to shift a little bit again. Can you tell us what were some of your favorite elements of studying abroad in Panama?
So some of my favorite elements stem from the fact that I love staycations and relaxing, which sounds counter to what Panama would be, since it, a lot of what we talk about it is like hiking up a volcano or hiking in the jungle, and it just sounds really exhausting. But I had the most relaxing time of my life. Some of the excursions were really nice. One particularly memorable one, and my favorite one, was that we went to an island off the coast of Panama, and we stayed in like beach cabins. And we were given golf carts so that we could explore the island and go to the various beaches. Needless to say, I had a very relaxing 3 days of just relaxing on the beach, eating and drinking. And it was a great time. There wasn't much exertion then. We just sort of spent time with everyone, and it was just a wonderful time. And that's all I can really say about it. We didn't do much other than just relax and go to the beach. But what more could you want? Another time is we went into the actual Panama Canal in a boat on our way to a lake that was connected to it, where we spent the day in a houseboat and kayaked to a secret waterfall. So that was just a fantastic day as well. Also filled with relaxation. And just being on a houseboat and swimming in the lake was out of my comfort zone because I hate large bodies of water that contain like aquatic life, but
as most do.
Listen, pools are fine. If it's a lot of water and no animals, that's fine. Oceans, lakes, not fine. But I still had a great time. aside from the excursions, though, I was there during the World Cup, which, if you didn't know, was very popular in Latin culture. So much so that we postponed starting class one time just to see the outcome of the game. Everyone was disappointed by the outcome. However, we had 45 minutes less of class, so I did not complain.
It's still culturally relevant, culturally important. You're still learning about Panama and their love of football. It's fine.
Yeah, it was fantastic. I personally, it's my favorite sport to watch, so I didn't have an issue with it. And it was so prevalent in the culture that in one of the excursions, we went to a beach. I don't even remember it because that wasn't even the subject, because there was the Russia-Croatia game going on at the time. And if you didn't know, that was an extremely close game and was almost very upsetting for the Russians because Croatia almost won, which would have been crazy. But everyone on the beach was just at the bar watching the game. Nobody was on the beach. So that was very memorable. But I also really loved the educational trips that we took. Not to say that I didn't learn anything on the relaxing trips, but that wasn't necessarily their focus. My favorite one was the educational trip to historic Panama, which had a lot of colonial Spanish influences, but it was spearheaded by one of my professors, where I was one of two students in his class. So it was we personally knew each other from the class. So it was very fun, to have my professor come and teach everyone else that was abroad with me.
That's so fun. We hear about that all the time, that professor-student relationship can be really close during study abroad, and that's really great. When I studied abroad, I also had a class. It was a Spanish class with two students, me and one other student, and
yes,
it was great. We loved it. So,
Yeah, my Spanish class in Panama, I was the only student in it.
Really?
But it was combined with the Spanish below it. So it was me and one other study abroad person in the same room. But I was essentially tutoring her in the Spanish that I already knew from the class I took to solidify it, because we couldn't learn the more advanced Spanish that I was taking. But it's that or this professor taught two classes with one student each. So this was more efficient. It was pretty good.
Exactly. You definitely get that one-on-one time. And it sounds like the educational trips and the relaxing trips sound really amazing. So,
yeah.
All right. Well, to shift a little bit, we want to know what you've been up to since you graduated from FSU in the class of 2020.
Right. So I essentially immediately went into a graduate program in the Netherlands. However, most of the benefits involved with that program, such as the potential internship at the European Parliament or working with the organization that trains Europe's diplomats, all of that was canceled. So it was essentially, I was in the Netherlands taking online class. So I was like, I don't want to pay for that particularly. And it wasn't as rewarding as it was supposed to be due to COVID. So I switched gears and I came back and I transferred to Arizona State University in an online program. And now I'm looking for work in LA with my partner, so that we can be together as I do my graduate program. And I have a few interviews lined up next week. So that's very good. Very exciting. And so that's really what I've been up to, is doing grad school, which is quite time consuming. I have to do one essay a week, which is crazy. And not even just small essays. They're like 10-page papers every week. So it's pretty rough. And the program I'm doing is social justice and human rights. So it's all very theoretical. What is it called? Theoretical. I forget the word, but it's fine.
It happens.
It happens. It's whatever. But yeah. And then once I feel safe enough with COVID and everything, I'll be getting involved with the LGBTQ organizations in LA. And eventually, once I finish my degree next year during the summer, my partner and I are going to look for work in the DC area to move out there.
Awesome. Lots of big things on the horizon. What kind of work are you looking for? Like, what are you aiming to do with this degree and with the experience you've gained?
Right. So mostly I've been sort of fixated on city local government. Most of my work previously, I interned with the planning department of my home county, and I also interned at the Florida House of Representatives. So I'm pretty familiar with local government and things like that. So that's sort of what I'm looking for most. But working for nonprofit organizations, like the Human Rights Campaign, things like that, is also a goal of mine. So really, either of those that I get is going to be more than okay with me.
Absolutely. Both great goals. And of course, we wish you all the best. Before we let you go, we have one final question for you. What advice do you have for students who are considering studying abroad?
All right. So my advice, probably echoed by tons of people coming from the IP office, is that even if you're considering it even a little bit, I say do it. It's not gonna hurt you. Going abroad, you're still learning, but you're also getting an extra experience along the side of it. So it's really just positives you're gaining from it. There's almost no downsides that I can see. It'll just expand your worldview. It'll help you educationally, all of the above. It's really fun. You'll get very memorable, informative experiences. So I think it's priceless. But if you're worried about price, the financial situation with studying abroad at FSU, it wasn't a big deal to me because of the scholarships involved with it, as well as the fact that Great Futures applies. So it really wasn't a financial strain at all, when comparing it to the normal tuition at FSU. Really, if you're considering it, just talking about it at the IP office and kind of committing to it is the best advice I can give, because you can hear all day about how great it is and how people love it. But it's another to experience it. And then once you experience it, I'm 9 times out of 10, I'm pretty sure you'll agree with everyone else. I don't know a single person who studied abroad and didn't like it, except for my partner who went to Spain. She didn't like it because of the food, because we're both Latinx. And if you don't know, our food is sort of similar to Spanish food, but Spanish food doesn't have the same spices, so it tastes very bland to us sometimes. But apart from that, very great formative experience. And of course, if you're considering a little bit, I think you should just dive right in and do it.
Wonderful. Well, thank you for sharing with us today. We love hearing about your story and your journey and your time in Panama.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Connor. Before we disembark, we want to talk more about Pride Month. Pride Month is celebrated around the world. In the US, it is celebrated in June, but in some other countries, it is celebrated at different times of the year. Pride celebrations honor the Stonewall Uprising, a series of protests by members of the LGBTQ+ community in the 60s. Pride festivals and celebrations continue to evolve and change over the years, usually focusing on relevant activism for the current time. There are many reasons for celebrating Pride Month, including celebrating LGBTQIA+ culture and supporting LGBTQIA+ rights.
International Programs is celebrating this month by uplifting LGBTQIA+ voices and experiences that have been shared on our podcast and blog, as well as various resources for LGBTQIA+ students considering studying abroad. You can check it out through the show notes. If you have a story to tell, we'd love to hear from you. Consider filling out our short student and alumni voices survey to share a bit more about your own study abroad experience in the context of your identities. You can find the link to the survey in the show notes or through the link in our Instagram bio. We can't wait to hear from you.
Thanks to Connor for sharing their story with us today. And thanks to each of you for listening.
This podcast is a production of FSU International Programs. The music for this podcast was composed by John Bartman. Our logo was designed by Vanessa Giray, who also does our sound engineering. Editing, transcription, and research is done by us, Zoe Crook and Hannah Meister.